In 1960, Rav Moshe was asked about clapping on Shabbos, because the Mishnah in Beitzah and Daf Lamed Vav tells us that one is not allowed to clap one's hands on Shabbos. A lo metapchin, the Mishnah says, you can't clap your hands on Shabbos, you can't dance on Shabbos, and the reason given is because we're concerned if you start dancing or clapping to a beat, for example, you may come to play some musical instruments and to fix some musical instruments in the process, and fixing the musical instruments would involve an Issa D'Oraisa on Shabbos. Therefore, you're not even allowed to dance or clap to a beat, because that might lead you to forget yourself and to violate that Issa D'Oraisa. Now, Tosfos there in Beit Daf Lamed Amud Aleph writes that nowadays, since we are not experts in fixing or making musical instruments, Satosa says, for us, this gzera d'rabbanan of not clapping or not dancing on Shabbos does not apply. So Rav Moshe was asked about this heter of Tosfos. Can one be matir clapping and dancing on Shabbos on the basis of this svara of Tosfos, that we no longer have this expertise of fixing musical instruments, and therefore there's no longer any need to be concerned about clapping or dancing to a beat on Shabbos? So Rav Moshe writes, he says, l'chora, Tosfos' svara is very, very questionable. Because even if it's true that back in the times of the Mishnah, in the times of the Gemara, they were more expert at fixing musical instruments, and something that people more commonly did, and we don't today do that as much, nevertheless, says Rav Moshe, the general rule is, once Chazal imposed a gzera, see, even if the gzera's based on a reason which no longer applies, but once the gzera was instituted, so you can't overturn a gzera Chazal instituted unless you have a Sanhedrin that's just as great in terms of numbers and in wisdom. We don't have that today anymore, obviously. And furthermore, says Rav Moshe, even nowadays, there are some people who do know how to fix musical instruments, obviously. So even if it's not as widespread as it used to be, so why then should we void the gzera that was imposed by Chazal? Now, Rav Moshe says, on the one other hand, though, we do find in Tosfos and Beit Daf Vav another interesting comment. Tosfos says, for example, that with regard to the gzera of drinking water that was left uncovered, mayim megulim, drinking water left uncovered in one's home. So Chazal prohibited it because there was concern that some snakes might have deposited some venom into the liquid and it would pose a sakanas nefashas to drink that water. And therefore you can't drink liquid that was left, water that was left uncovered in one's home. So Tosfos says, nowadays says Tosfos, that we no longer have snakes slithering around our homes, you're allowed to drink water that was left uncovered. So why there do we overturn that gezeira against drinking water left uncovered? Because the snakes no longer are found amongst us. And here, says Rav Moshe, I'm hesitant to say that we should overturn this gezeira about not clapping on Shabbos. So Moshe says the difference is that the gezeira that one is not allowed to drink water left uncovered, there the gezeira was that even though the concern that snakes are around and might deposit venom is a very, 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 very small, minute, far-out concern, but the gzera was that we're worried even about that small possibility that there might be snakes depositing venom in the water. So if that's the gzera, well, today when there is not even that small possibility because there are no snakes around, so then there's nothing to be choshish for altogether. It wasn't such a Moshe, a gzera be'etzem on the water to prohibit the water left uncovered. The gzera was to be choshish for that small, very remote possibility of a snake depositing venom in the water. But if that small remote possibility doesn't exist, whole gzera doesn't exist. However, says Rav Moshe, l'chor, by clapping, the gzera was on the mice itself, not to clap on Shabbos. So then how could Tosfos tell me that the gzera no longer applies today because most people don't know how to fix musical instruments nowadays anymore? And therefore, Rav Moshe says that min haroi lahachmir, l'chora, it should be appropriate to be machmir, because that svar of Tosfos, says Rav Moshe, is difficult to understand why the gzera against clapping should no longer apply just because the reason is no longer as applicable. After all, says Rav Moshe, if Chazal imposed a gzera on the isser of clapping, it should remain usser. But nevertheless, Ladino, says Rav Moshe, the Ramah in Simon Shin Lametes in Hilchos Shabbos does quote Shita Tosfos. The Ramah writes, She'al zeh nagu lahakel, that on the basis of Tosfos' svara, Albeit, as Rav Moshe says, although it is somewhat difficult to understand, nevertheless, on that basis, the minhag has become to be mekel. And Rav Moshe says, we see many Yireim, Ushleimim, who dance on Shabbos and Yontif. So Rav Moshe suggests, perhaps, the pshat in this kula is that because the reason is no longer relevant as much as it was in those days, the gezerah now is classified as one which never took hold, it never became widespread. And it could be, says Rav Moshe, that since the minhag lahakel is so widespread, and the reason that Chazal initially imposed the gezerah is no longer relevant, it could be one can say, says Rav Moshe, that it's yadua nowadays that Chachamim Chazal would have been maskim to be matirat, since it's no longer observed, and it's such a widespread assumption that one could be makel on this clapping on Shabbos, and the initial reason the Chazal imposed is no longer so relevant as it once was. So it might be possible to say, says Rav Moshe, that it's yadua that Chazal would be maskim to be matir the gezerah, and it's as if the gezerah no longer is viewed as one that has taken hold amongst Klal Yisrael. And Moshe says, in conclusion, as follows. He says, that might be a possible svara to explain Tosfos and the Ramah as to why they accept the approach to be makel today on clapping on Shabbos. But Moshe concludes as follows. He says, since the Shulchan Aruch disagrees, the Shulchan Aruch paskins straight out the one is not allowed to clap on Shabbos, and the svar of Tosfos to be lenient with regard to clapping on Shabbos is one which Rav Moshe says is not so clear, meaning it's questionable. One can question the basis of Tosfos's kula. So Rav Moshe writes, min haro'i lahachmir, it's best or appropriate to be stringent, l'chol ha'pachos l'balei nefesh, at the very least, for those who are balei nefesh, a term that's used in poskim to speak of one who is religiously sensitive, I guess you could say. However, ladina, but strictly speaking, if you're asking if there's someone in violation of an isser when he's clapping on Shabbos, Rav Moshe says, hachazina on shemei kilin. We see that the minhag is to be makel on the basis of the Ramah, on the basis of Tosfos. So strictly speaking, one cannot say that this is usser, but it's appropriate, says Rav Moshe, to be machmer, at the very least for balei nefesh, since the Shulchan Aruch does paskin its usser, and the svara of Tosfos to be makel, says Rav Moshe, is eino bar, one can question it, therefore one wants to be careful, or additionally cautious. Certainly there is makom lahachmer, and min haroi lahachmer in this regard, says Rav Moshe l'maisa.